Buyer. Wine tastings every Saturday from 2 to 6, and beer and spirit tastings on Sundays from 3 to 5. Information at thecorkscrew.com.
It's 9:30 with AM 580 News. I'm Jeff Bossert. Two University of Illinois economists see the current financial crisis as a two-pronged problem, one that has to be addressed immediately before longer-term investigations and fixes take place. Speaking on yesterday's Focus 580 program, economist Fred Gertz said he's optimistic that Congress can agree on a plan to relieve the short-term pressure on the markets even after Monday's defeat of a bailout measure. Gertz also says there will become a time for Congress and others to explore what caused the meltdown in mortgage-backed securities in the first place.
But that's not the immediate concern now. The immediate concern is to correct the problem. So I'm sure there'll be investigations. And if you look at the Enron collapse, there are all kinds of criminal things that came out of that. So I wouldn't be surprised if that happens. But that's sort of whether it's criminal or non-criminal negligence or whatever is sort of irrelevant right now. We have to deal with the problem.
Another U of I economist, Ann Villamil, says the impact of the economic problem will eventually find its way out of Wall Street into the mainstream economy as individuals and small businesses find it harder to get credit. Meanwhile, the U.S. Senate is expected to vote tonight on a $700 billion Wall Street bailout. Senators will consider a plan similar to legislation previously rejected this week, which isn't expected. The House isn't expected back until Washington until tomorrow. Democratic Congressman Dan Lipinski from Chicago opposed the bill. He says he'll reconsider his position if the legislation is amended.
If they change the $700 billion, how it would be given out, give Congress more control over that, and they gave Congress and the oversight boards more power, I could see myself voting for the bill. But we do not know right now what bill will be brought to the floor. They may bring the same bill to the floor again.
Nine members of Congress from Illinois voted against the bill, including Lipinski and downstate Republicans Tim Johnson of Urbana and John Shimkus of Collinsville. Nine others supported it, including Republican Rayla Hood of Peoria. A new report from the legislature's Commission on Government Forecasting and Accountability shows Illinois' riverboat casino tax revenue slumped from $685 million to $564 million during the budget year that ended June 30th. Both the Commission and the Illinois Casino Gaming Association say they expect the trend to continue in the coming months. Some lawmakers, including Democratic Representative Lou Lang of Skokie, say the results should prompt a second look at the ban on smoking in casinos. Lawmakers approved the smoking ban in virtually all indoor public places last year, starting January 1st. Almost immediately, casinos complained it was crippling their business. However, some lawmakers say the nationwide economic slowdown, along with higher costs for fuel and other goods, are the main culprits in the drop in revenue. As the details of Chicago Mayor Richard Daley's plan to lease Midway Airport are revealed, critics are wondering if it's a good deal. Tony Arnold has more.
Midway Airport is the latest in a string of major assets Chicago Mayor Richard Daley has leased out. There was the Chicago Skyway and underground parking garages, not to mention the mayor's proposal to lease the city's parking meters. Jay Stewart heads a Chicago-based watchdog group. He says traditionally, privatizing public property means higher prices for consumers.
My concern about going too far in privatization is, you know, everybody makes money, except the citizens don't have necessarily a superior service, or if it is superior, they're paying accordingly a whole lot more for it.
Stewart says the 99-year Midway lease deal also raises questions about who should be held accountable for the service there, the city or the private operator. Chicago's chief financial officer says private companies keep prices fair when leasing public assets. I'm Tony Arnold.
The University of Indianapolis says a hacker attacked its computer system and gained access to personal information and social security numbers for 11,000 students, faculty, and staff. The Indianapolis Star reports it isn't clear whether any data was stolen in the September 8th attack. The 4,300 student school's information technology staff and outside computer security experts are investigating the breach. The FBI also was notified. The university says the records were at least 2 years old. Spokesman Scott Hall says investigators believe the attack originated outside the U.S. Indiana University, Purdue University, Indianapolis says it will become the first Indiana school to offer a Bachelor of Science degree in music technology. IUPUI's new four-year degree will be geared to students who want careers in multimedia production, music publishing, hardware development, or entertainment management. The chairman of the school's Music and Arts Technology Department says some students in the program will have exceptional music talent, while others will be strong in mathematics and engineering. IUPUI already offers a master's degree in music technology, and other state universities like Ball State offer majors in music technology. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 1230. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This weather is made possible with support from the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District, offering access and opportunity throughout our community. Route and schedule information available at 384-8188 or at cumtd.com.
9:35, and we'll check in with Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning. It sounds like Kyle still has Rocktober going.
I'm thinking that's AC/DC. And he nods yes.
All right.
It's Rocktober, as Jay said this morning.
Our new format here on AM 580. Not really. But, yep, it's October, so that's why we call it Rocktober. And we're now in a month where we typically see a decline in temperature, and we're sure feeling it this morning. And anybody that has a baseball game to go to in Illinois over the next couple of days, at night it's going to be on the chilly side. Even in the daytime, not all that warm. So for the Chicago Cubs, tonight probably the temperature is going to be